Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips, and today we're going to talk about applying body filler. I have a question that's often asked, and I was going to answer it. The question is, can you apply body filler over primer? And the answer is, you can apply it over epoxy primer, but that is the only recommended primer that you can apply body filler on top of. If it's not epoxy primer, it's recommended that you take it to the metal. Now, you can do that with a grinder and 36 grit, or even a DA with 80 grit. 80 grit sandpaper is probably the coarsest or the finest I would go with before applying body filler. But if you're doing restoration work and you're going to have something, some metal that's exposed for a long time, that may be the best thing to do is go ahead and use the epoxy primer. You can take it down to bare metal, apply your epoxy primer, and you can put your body filler on top of that. And that is a recommended procedure. In fact, one of the car makers, that's what they recommend to do. Now, what I've seen most in shops and the way I've done it most is taking it to the metal and then putting the body filler straight on top of the metal. And then you can apply your primers on top of that. Now, if you're putting epoxy primer and your body filler, if you're going to use that method, you're still going to have to put primer surfacer on top of the body filler so that you can fill the scratches and give you something to block sand out. So the only reason you'd want to put the epoxy primer is just to help for corrosion. So anyway, I hope that helps answer the question, and if not, let me know. And you can ask questions on any of my videos, and I try to respond to all of them. And you can get to my video homepage, the YouTube homepage. Go to youtube.com/butlercollision. And I have a lot of tutorials there, and down in the comments, there's a lot of questions that are asked, and I try to answer most of them. May accidentally skip one every once in a while, but I try my best to answer them all. So if you have a question, head over. And also, if you go to collisionblast.com, I have hours and hours of tutorials, video tutorials, and step-by-step tutorials that you can gain free access to. All you have to do is subscribe, and you'll automatically receive the tutorials in your inbox. So if that's something that you're interested in, be sure to head on over there to collisionblast.com, and I'll see you there. But that wraps up these quick tips for today. Have a great one.